It is the radio segment that tastes better than it sounds, so taste it. Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Florida. Police were called to a mobile home community the other night after a neighbor called 911. The caller told authorities that they were smoking a cigarette outside when they heard a woman scream and then yell the words, "No, please don't kill me."
Oh my God. I'm so thankful someone called 911.
Then the same neighbor heard a man yell back, "Then why did you take my gun?"
Oh.
In just minutes, several police cruisers surrounded the home where the cops were called to, and they ordered the people inside to come out.
Yeah.
Two people walked out the front door with their hands up, and that's when the cops found out what was really going on. It turns out a husband and wife were yelling at each other with the windows open while playing an intense round of the video game Call of Duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The couple told police that they said something like, "That's my gun, give it to me, and please don't kill me," in reference to a player dying in the game. After that, neighbors saw the couple laughing with officers about the misunderstanding. No weapons were found in the home, no charges were filed, but police did suggest the next time they play Call of Duty, close the window. This next laser story is out of southern England. Last week, a 19-year-old woman named Catherine Bevins was watching her friend's hamster named Specs. At one point, Specs' cage door was left open, and the little guy made a run for it.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Out of the corner of her eye, Catherine watched Specs escape out the back door.
Oh my God!
He got outside, even?
Then, to her horror, she witnessed Specs fall down an open pipe in the backyard.
Specs like the most unlucky hamster ever.
No, it's a big world out there, little guy.
Yeah.
The pipe was about 4 inches wide and 3 feet deep, but Catherine couldn't just reach in and grab him because it housed several smaller pipes that were in the way. So she came up with a plan to save Specs. Her first idea was to drop a thin rope down there, hoping that Specs would somehow be able to climb it, basically maybe like climbing a rope in gym class.
When you throw down a harness, have him buckle it on.
A little lifesaver.
Yeah, obviously that didn't work. So she spent hours dropping food down the pipe to keep him alive, and this went on for days.
Oh. What?
Oh,
on day 6, Catherine decided to call the experts. Someone from an animal rescue group came up with a better idea and used some wire to construct a tiny 3-foot-long ladder.
Okay.
About a dozen police and fire rescue workers watched along with local news media as they dropped the ladder down and left it in there. And then finally, hours later, in front of everyone, a miracle happened and Specs climbed back up and emerged from the pipe.
Yay!
It was probably totally freaked out if there was that many people standing around.
Like there was around. Like camera crews and everything.
At the time, Specs was pretty dehydrated, but he's doing fine now, resting at home with his owner, and the town is still celebrating their achievement.
I'm really glad we used all those tax dollars for that, you know?
This next laser story is out of the world of mini bricks.
What?
A new study in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health recently focused on an important life-pondering question we've probably all thought of at some time or another.
Mm.
And this question was, how long it takes the human body to pass a Lego if you swallow one?
It's a P-A-O-T-Y because I said so.
Got to figure out the answer to the important questions.
Yeah.
No.
The researchers didn't use any fancy tricks to figure it out either. 6 doctors just volunteered to swallow a Lego.
No.
Specifically one of those little yellow heads that go on Lego people. Probably easier to pass those. They got round edges, you know.
A big brick.
Yeah. The rough part was that they each had to monitor their own bowel movements and sift through them to see if it had passed yet.
How many days did they have to do that for?
Even though there was some dirty work involved, some very dirty work, they figured out how long it takes. On average, it takes 1.7 days to pass a Lego.
I feel like that's longer than I expected.
Me too. Just over 41 hours.
Wow.
If you eat a Lego, it'll come out in probably about 41 hours. It might be a little different for kids because they're smaller and their digestive tract is a little shorter. But the point of the study was to show that if your kid does swallow a Lego, they'll probably be fine. And in the end, none of them had any complications.
Okay, good.
They'll probably be fine. That's really a lot of reassurance for us parents.
Side note, one of the scientists did lose a Lego head and never found it, but they say it's even more proof that swallowing a Lego isn't a big deal.
What?
Even if it's still floating around in there, it's still fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. If you eat a Lego, you'll be okay.
It'll just hang out.
This next laser story is out of Cell Phone Central. A company called Flipsy just analyzed what having a phone is going to cost you in your lifetime. The answer? More than $75,000.
What? Oh my gosh.
Here's the breakdown. Buying one phone every 3 years for 60 years at an average of $567 per phone is a total of $12,474.
Wait, what was the average cost of the phone?
$567.
Oh, man.
Your monthly bill for the next 60 years at $960 per year comes to a total of $57,600. Oh, apps and accessories, $88 per year for a total of $5,280. And now the study assumes that we'll be using phones in the year 2078 and not just sending telepathic messages or whatever, but...
We're going to be chipped by that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am never chipping, you guys.
It also uses today's prices, so it's not banking on inflation or general price increases.
Oh,
so in the end, all of that adds up to about 75 grand in your lifetime for your phone.
Okay.
Researchers say that they know it's hard to picture life without your phone, but they say that you'd be so much richer if you could just not have a phone.
Yeah, screw chipping. I'm ready to go back to rotaries at this point.
This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay!
Wearing an ugly Christmas sweater isn't good enough to get hipster attention anymore. Everybody does it now.
Yeah.
Which is why people are stepping up their game. The hot trend for holiday parties this year is putting tiny Christmas lights in your beard.
Well, I better grow one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke.
So how do they work? Well, the beard lights attach via little bobby pins.
That is cool.
In some models, the battery is hidden in a bulb. In others, it has to be taped behind your ear with a wire sticking out of it. That's not as cool.
No way.
It looks like they're a little tricky to find on sale online right now, but you should definitely be able to track some down on Etsy or Amazon if you want to put Christmas lights in your beard this holiday season.
Man, I wish I could grow a beard.
Yeah, that's the problem, is growing the beard for most people, not the lights. This next leisure story is out of TV land. Believe it or not, binge-watching TV shows has only been a thing for about 5 years. Netflix changed TV forever in 2013 by releasing all 13 episodes of its original series, House of Cards, all at one time.
God, I remember when that happened. I'm like, what did they do?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
They watch it back to back?
Yeah.
And now binging is so common that 83% of Americans say they binge watch something at least once a month, and only 7% say that they never do it.
Dude, there's seriously a strategy. People tell me about a new show, I'm like, okay, how long are the episodes and how many episodes are there?
Yeah, you have to plan.
Okay, I have 5 hours this Saturday.
You've
okay, I can
plan.
Watch it.
Like, yep.
Dude, I'm in Shameless right now. There's 9 seasons, you guys.
Whoa. See, I don't even start.
I'm going to be watching it for the next year. It's so good.
I start something and I get 2 episodes in and I'm like, I don't have time to watch all of it. So then I just Google the end and I'm like, oh, cool. That's how it ends.
Yeah. You ruined it for yourself.
Pretty much, yeah. I just get tired of it. I'm like, I don't want to sit here for like 8 hours and watch the rest of this. Just, how does this end? Anyway, those numbers are from a survey from The Hollywood Reporter. In fact, they asked 2,000 people about their viewing habits and found that weekly viewing is still somewhat popular, but the true bingers are pretty hardcore. 51% of bingers say that they've watched an entire season within a week, and even 29% of them say they've watched an entire season of a show within 24 hours of its release.
I did that one time, Making a Murderer, 8-hour marathon.
Watched the whole
eight
thing.
It was so
hours?
Good. I was tired by the end, but it was
really
I watched
tired.
Like the
I
first few episodes.
I myself out.
I watched the few episodes, Googled the end of that one.
You did?
It was a great show, though. I really liked it.
You're the only person that loves spoiler alerts.
Yeah, I love it.
You're like, thank God people are posting this stuff online.
I know, it's wonderful. You got spoilers, just send them along. This guy binges only one thing, and that's that shoe. Binge humping, that's his thing. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.